The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to your Red Friday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Friday, September 24th.
Yeah, well, I think we'll get things worked out as people perceive, you know, look at the defense, and that'll work itself out. And they're hard workers, good locker room, so on, good coaches. And then offensively, I think we've got to keep improving in some areas, and we'll do that. Listen, the season's right. We haven't lost a lot, and so you get lost, and it's the end of the world. But we got to, go back to the drawing board, make sure we get things straightened out, and work on those things.
Andy Reid went out of his way this week to make it clear that his Chiefs will continue to work toward improvement after their defensive struggles and offensive miscues during the first 2 weeks of the season. We know Patrick Mahomes is the constant in the Chiefs' prolific offense, but we've yet to see the defense figure it out so far this season. Doesn't get any easier this Sunday against Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Chargers noon at Arrowhead Stadium. When it comes to injuries, the Chiefs came out of Sunday night's game a little banged up, but everyone has practiced this week in some capacity. But there is one thing to watch. On Thursday, Chiefs defensive end Frank Clark reappeared on the injury report with his hamstring issue. So let's see if he has a questionable or no status for Sunday's game against the Chargers. Remember, this does not include Willie Gay, who is still on injured reserve, but has been spotted out at practice this week. He becomes available once again next week. Meanwhile, on Sunday, the Chiefs will need to throw everything they have at the Chargers' high-powered offense.
I think he looks tremendous. He's done a nice job. So he did a nice job against us just stepping in, and he's grown since then. So, he's a good football player. He's great for the league. You know, great competition for us.
Of course, we ride with Patrick Mahomes, but the Chiefs have to know that Justin Herbert is an ascending NFL quarterback who's making a case to have the second best arm in the league. Herbert is 1-1 so far against the Chiefs, but don't forget Mahomes sat out that Week 17 contest last season. This game could be the second episode of what's setting up to be one of the best quarterback rivalries in football over the next decade. The Chargers boast one of the league's most high-octane passing attacks, led by the young signal caller. We already know Keenan Allen is one of the better wide receivers in football. Yet through two games this year, it's been Mike Williams finally making the big jump for their offense. All the while, running back Austin Eckler is making his case to be the best receiving back in football. So it's a good LA offense coming in, as the Chiefs have to figure some things out on defense.
Normally I don't say anything to open up. Let me just say a couple things real quick, because I probably have a pretty good idea at some of the questions. First thing I would say is it's never good, and we know this is a defense, to give up 36 points. It's hard to win games in this league when you give up. And our focus is always on points allowed. To us, that's the most important thing. Number one factor in that, we felt like, was the tackling. I think that's kind of obvious. We got to play better in the fourth quarter. I hope you can understand that I'm not going to go deep into the solutions, how we're going to change it, how we're going to fix it, because I'm talking to the Chargers, right? I'm not going to do that. I will say that there's been an extreme focus on it. The players have taken ownership. The coaches have taken ownership. We did have some wrinkles in last week in the red zone. One that I thought worked pretty good and one not so good. So we were kind of 50-50 on any changes, but it needs to get better. You know, it begins with a lot of things. I mean, the basic football in the red zone, which is just kind of burr up and man up, like we say. So that was the two teams that we've played have been pretty challenging in that regard, red zone and the run defense. Hopefully it'll make us better going forward. But what we're putting out there right now obviously is not good enough. I think we all know.
You know, defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo is not usually one for opening statements, but he had one on Thursday getting ahead of what were the questions to come, like overall tackling, red zone defense, and more. What he had to actually still be asked was why the Chiefs have decided to keep Daniel Sorensen in at safety over Juan Thornhill.
Juan's done a good job. He's had spurts of good football. But when you talk about what you're asking about is a position change. A position change has got to be merited when somebody's not playing well, and we need improvement there. I mean, if you ask Dan, I'm sure he'd tell you he wants to play better. If you asked any of the 11 guys that play the positions on defense, I'm sure they're going to tell you they want to play better. Juan's done some good things for us. He just needs to earn his way back. We talked, Juan and I had a conversation on Tuesday. The game, obviously, the first game, Tyron didn't play, so Juan was out there a lot. In this game, Tyron's coming back, and Dan's in there. So what did happen is we, you know, in the packages that Juan is in there for, we weren't in them very much. I mean, Baltimore kept us in our base package, and there's just two safeties out there. So we'll see where it goes. We're going to need, before it's all said and done, we're going to need everybody.
We've talked about Thornhill's lack of playing time on these podcast airwaves quite a bit, but his athleticism and his ability to make plays on the football seems like it would be the perfect fit for this Week 3 game against the Chargers. We'll have a close eye on that Chiefs secondary this week with full breakdowns after the game at arrowheadpride.com.
You know, we're pissed off. You know, it's not to our standards, and we have very high standards, and trust me. We're definitely going to get on that, get down, and just keep going, man. We got to keep our heads up. We don't get down on nothing. You know, we know who we are, and we're going to stand on that.
You have to love hearing that from Chiefs defensive tackle Jaron Reed, but I think everyone's ready to see it on Sunday. Mahomes won't say it. Reed won't say it. They defend their guys, and they should. But if the defense were just a little bit better, the Chiefs might be 2-0 right now. And quite frankly, Reed, Jaron Reed I'm talking about, is a big-name free agent addition who has had little impact in his first two games as a Chief. His words sound like the defense has had its wake-up call internally. We'll see if we see that production on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's ready to go. We lost a really good football to a really good football team, and it was a really good football game. But it's still a long season, and we got an AFC West opponent, a great football team coming into town, so you got to kind of turn the page and move on to the next opponent.
We've all been bummed about Patrick Mahomes and his first September loss, but as you just heard from the quarterback, this is not a wake-me-up-when-September-ends situation. No, we've got a long season ahead of us. With 20-0 now out the window, Mahomes has turned his attention to the Chargers and his counterpart in this game, in Herbert.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big guy. He's a little bigger than I am, but he's a big guy. He has a strong arm, and he can move around. So, I mean, he definitely does it in his own way, but he has a lot of success doing it.
While there's a legit case to be made, there are no two better passers of the football in the NFL right now than Mahomes and Herbert. They both bring different skills to the table. Mahomes can improvise, and his big play ability is ahead of the rest of the NFL because there's nobody who can replicate that style. Herbert tends to look like more of your traditional, prototypical NFL quarterback with the size, the arm cannon, and the classic drop-back passer mentality. One thing we can count on Sunday is both quarterbacks making spectacular throws as they try to lead their teams to much-needed wins coming off those losses, the Chiefs to the Ravens and the Chargers to the Cowboys.
You know what? And you got to understand, I've been in that situation as a player. So, as a former player, I know I didn't want anybody speaking to me, okay? And I know Clyde didn't want to talk to anyone because obviously emotions are running high. But when the dust settles, the only thing that you want to do is put your arm around, okay? Nobody goes out there to intentionally fumble the ball. Nobody goes out there to intentionally throw an interception. But those are things that we can't take for granted in those defining moments. We got to do a better job of taking care of the football. And when it's all said and done with, Clyde will learn from this. You know, Clyde's a tremendous football player. He's a great kid. And we're looking forward to him winning more games than helping us to win more games than what we ever could imagine. So I'm fired up and excited about making sure that our guys put that game behind them and continue chopping wood.
The Chiefs' run game has struggled through 2 weeks of the NFL regular season, and when you take the ball out of the hands of Mahomes with the game on the line, fans are going to remember who fumbled that football. But offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy came to the rescue on Thursday to share his support for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, saying that he's having one of the most standout weeks of practice he has had in his two-year NFL career. The Chiefs will look to get back in the win column this week against the Chargers, and I can only assume Andy Reid will look to get CEH going early against the Chargers defense that is giving up the third most rushing yards in the NFL through the first 2 weeks. The Chiefs, if you were wondering, are first in that regard. So it's only up from here, right here on the Arrowhead Drive for Friday, September 24th. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later this morning, it's another preview edition of Show and BK on the Chiefs. And I have a feeling they will have a very special guest in the first 10 minutes. Stay tuned for that. That's a wrap for now, though. I'm Pete Sweeney. I'll catch you on Monday for the next edition, the post-game edition of the Arrowhead Drive.